It's 88.5 KCSN. My name's Jeff Penfield, and we are so incredibly honored to have Foxygen in with one of our favorite albums of the year called Hang, which is out now. And also, they've got a great show coming up. KCSN presents them at the Fonda Theater on April 8th. And right now, I'm joined by Sam France and Jonathan Rado. Thank you so much for stopping on by and playing some cool tunes for us today.
Pleasure.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having us.
So it's been, you guys have been around for a while, at least been working on, music for a while. It's been almost over 10 years now. What brought the young Sam Prince and Jonathan Rado together to start doing music together?
I guess it's been over 10 years, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally like 13 years or something like that.
What brought us together initially?
Just kind of, I think, a love for recording. We played music like, you know, with kids around, like in middle school and early high school. But I think that, you know, Rado started doing these kind of recordings that he'd show me, and then I'd do recordings and show him. And we kind of were really into overdubbing. And I think we liked the idea of home recording. And I think that kind of has always been the basis of the group.
Mm-hmm. Even before that, like, too, we were in a band that was never really a band. Yeah. It was like an emo project that never existed.
A lot of your albums, especially with Hang now, there's just so much ambition and so much that it's clear that you planned this out and right. That you have a sound that you're definitely going for.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I appreciate that. And I don't think people really realize that when we first came on the scene, sort of. But I think people are beginning to sort of realize it now. But we've always been like a conceptual band. You know, we just kind of decide what record we're going to make, and then we just chip away at it until we see what we saw in our heads before.
It just seems like every record you're building upon what you've done before and really making it more orchestral. And this one, you know, you literally have a 40-piece orchestra. Mm-hmm. I mean, you went all out in the making of Hang.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That was kind of the initial concept, was we wanted to do a record with like a full symphony orchestra, and then, you know, before we even haven't had any songs for it. So...
And you even brought in other folks to help you out with that, like Matthew E. White was on board. One of our good friends who we've had in here, the Lemon Twigs, who you've worked with pretty extensively. You had them on a song, and Trey Pollard, who's here playing with you today.
Yeah.
Like, how did you get all of these other people involved to create this massive project?
Well, the Lemon Twigs were, we wanted to do the record live. We knew that we wanted to get the basic rhythm section down, and I had just recorded their album in my garage, and we just thought that they would be a great fit for being like the drum bass kind of brother duo, because they have a great chemistry with each other in terms of playing that can't really be beat by like two random people that you would put together. And then Trey and Matt were introduced to us through our old manager, who was a fan of their work, and they were just a clear fit because they had an amazing knowledge of music and kind of what we were going for.
And I think that's the incredible thing about this record as well, is just every song kind of has a little bit of a different feel to it. You know, it's all very orchestral, but every song kind of has a different angle. Like, especially for us, we're big fans of the Laurel Canyon sound. So you listen to On Lancashire, and it almost seems like that was kind of what you were pulling from to create that song.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We saw the record. Sorry, I got to stay on the mic here. We kind of saw the record as this sort of like adventure through American, you know, heritage sort of, you know, like a, you know, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's like, you know, Philly soul and ragtime, big band jazz, you know.
Oh, yeah, I love the piano going on in Avalon, and yeah. it's just you really see that there is an adventure in there in the record where you kind of like you're going along with you guys as you go along.
Yeah. Yeah. We wanted to make something special that would stand out, you know, for better or for worse. Like, what, you know, it's not
kind
for
of
everybody,
the
but
way.
Like, you know, it's definitely, you can't deny that there's a lot of
thing.
Work put into
That's a
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Away, but
It's kind of funny, you know, you have this big, huge sound, but then specifically on Lancashire, with the video, it's kind of like almost like home video. So what was kind of the inspiration behind doing that?
I think it was maybe part of it was practical. We were trying to work with some directors. Nothing really, you know, things just kind of kept falling through. So I was just like, give me a high 8 camera and a convertible and let's do it.
Do it for free, yeah.
Yeah.
We just wanted to do it ourselves. DIO.
And since you live in the area, it's like, well, just go down the street and
yeah.
go on Lancashire. Might
exactly.
as well, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it seems so easy.
I live a little bit north of in North Hollywood, just a little bit north mm-hmm. of Toluca Lake. So I'm like, oh yeah, I've been to that laundromat
yeah,
before.
Yeah.
I totally went there when I didn't have a laundry.
Yeah,
laundry
yeah.
So, and that's one of the great things about you is it's not only comes through, there's a great sense of showmanship, not only with the music that you record on the record, but, live as well. What can people expect as you, start hitting the road and, especially coming up on April 8th as you play at the Fonda Theater?
You know, we have a full horn section. Today at the session, we only had 2 horns.
Yeah. I remember I got the stage plot for you guys and we're like,
yeah.
Whoa. And then they were like, oh, wait, no, it's only 2
it's
horns.
It's only
not
2
5,
horns today.
But still, it's, and that really is a credit to Tristan and Matt, who they do magic. I don't know what kind of magic they do, but.
Yeah, it sounded great in there.
Yeah, it really did.
But yeah, on the tour, we got 5 horns. This band, you know, you can hear how hot they are. And we're just going to be road dogs, just hitting every city, trying to do as much as we can.
And not only on this side, but you're also doing like Europe and Mexico as well. So you're really taking a worldwide tour on this one as well.
I think so. I think we'll just go wherever anybody wants us, you know?
Exactly. Well,
play a wedding or a bar mitzvah. We're available.
We can play Hang in its entirety at any event.
Yeah.
Sunset Boulevard, nightmare.
It's Foxygen. So happy to have them in studio again. Their brand new album is called Hang, and KCSN presents them for an amazing show that's going to be coming up on April 8th at the Fonda Theater. Thank you so much again for coming on by.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was great.